The W.K. Kellogg Foundations, as a class of established and emerging leaders, will spend the next 3 years helping children and their families with health, education, and finance. The program officer for the foundation's Community Leadership Network, Esther Nieves, says the first class will work in Michigan, New Mexico, Mississippi, and New Orleans.
And we have 24 fellows from 15 states and the District of Columbia who will focus on certainly a commitment that the foundation has to racial equity and racial healing. So we have 120 in total individual fellows who will be part of this inaugural class of the Community Leadership Network Fellowship Program.
Tell us how you chose the particular geographic places of focusing on Michigan, Mississippi, New Mexico, and New Orleans.
Well, you certainly know that we're not going to abandon our home state. This Michigan that was an important part of Mr. Kellogg's life. It was where he was born and reared, and his business unfolded. In the last 8 years, about 8 years ago, the foundation really looked at its strategic framework and looked at Mr. Kellogg's vision and what he had told in the past as he unfolded his work in Michigan and his interest in children. And I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said, do anything you want with my money as long as it helps the well-being, education, and health of children. And so in the last 8 years, the foundation's trustees and its senior leadership looked at this as its mandate, and we returned in a more intentional way to look at communities in which there were socioeconomic indicators that really were an abysmal example of some of the gaps that children in these priority places, as we call them, struggled through. So we looked at academic performance. We looked at health and wellness. We looked at the economic security of families. And over time, really the four places that were prioritized, New Mexico, Mississippi, New Orleans, pre-Katrina, and then post-Katrina, and then certainly Michigan, the conclusion was that, yes, we were going to be intentional about doing work in these places and really trying to change the conditions of vulnerable children, particularly around their health, around their educational access and academic achievement, around access to good food, one of the important parts of Mr. Kellogg's legacy. And then, of course, looking at how we could support financial security for their family so they could all go move forward, not only as a child, but as a family unit to improve their quality of life. So that unfolded over time, and it certainly has been the thrust of what we're going to be doing in the fellowship program.
Can you tell us maybe a little more about these emerging leaders, the 120 of them? What sort of education and training do they have before they sort of embark on this new venture?
Well, diversity has been a key part of our effort to look at this class. And we have really an intergenerational class of individuals that are not only emerging leaders, but we also have some established leaders from many walks of life. We have clergy members, we have school principals, we have tribal leaders, we have community organizers, we even have a newspaper publisher, and in fact, we also have a state senator. Each of them has unique skills and life experiences and bring really various community perspective to the work of this network. We have been very focused on making sure that this leadership fellowship program create connections between these individuals. So as I said, for example, the senator may not know the youth advocate, but they're really working on some of the common issues to change the conditions of teenagers or young people in schools in New Mexico, as an example. And so we want to be able to connect individuals to each other so that even after the three-year program that they've gone through, and they are able to remain engaged and connected to each other around the critical issue of children and youth and vulnerable families.
Are there plans for this to be an ongoing initiative?
Well, this is a six-year pilot that the foundation's trustees approved, and so we expect to have three classes. At the end of the day, we'll have 360 individuals that went through the program, but I anticipate that we're going to have a terrific amount of outcomes from this program and that we will see excitement generated in the community because individuals, we are intentional again about having networks of individuals actively engaged beyond our time. So I expect that while it is a six-year pilot, we will be able to show something, some concrete results that will excite our board. So I'm hopeful that they will consider, again, the possibility of continuing the program.
Esther Nieves is Program Officer for the W.K. Kellogg Foundation's Community Leadership Network. You can find links with more information and a longer version of this interview at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.